As she continued her schooling, she noticed that many of her fellow pupils stopped attending classes, often girls around her own age. She heard about one girl who had dropped out and was trying to sell her school books. Muzan sought her out and convinced her to change her mind. A campaigner was born. After that, I began advocating for education, anytime and any place. To my friends, their parents, neighbors, or even just girls I met in the street, she says. She has also fought against the widely held belief within the camps that early marriage is the best way to secure the future of young female refugees. When I hear of people not letting their daughters go to school or marrying them off early, it makes me angry, she says. Education is the armor that will protect you in life. If you get married before finishing your education, you won't be able to solve your own problems or educate your own children. When I first meet Muzan in Azraq, where the family moved a little over a year ago, it's hard to imagine this neat, polite young woman going door to door to cajole parents into letting their daughters attend school. But as our interview starts, her gaze becomes intense, and the pitch of her voice begins to rise with the passion of her argument. Indomitable was the description used by award-winning author and UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador Khaled Hosseini when he met Muzan on a visit to the camp, and it's easy to see why. She says she has encountered opposition along the way. Some people refuse to listen from the start. They think, why should we listen to her? She's my children's age. But I don't let it discourage me. The opposite, in fact, it makes me want to talk to more people and try again and again. Her friendship with Malala has provided Muzan with a role model for her campaigning cause, as well as raising her profile within the camp and beyond. She has met several other high-profile visitors to Azraq and understands the importance of spreading her message through them to a wider audience. As an individual, I can convince people I meet to go to school, but I can't build the schools or provide the teachers, yeah, she acknowledges. We need the help of the international community to do that, so I need to get the message out to those who have the resources to help. When I express admiration at what she has achieved, despite her age and difficult circumstances, she brushes off the compliment. Of course, I have tried to turn this experience into a positive one, she says. Being a refugee doesn't have to ruin your life. Many successful people have gone through hard times. Education has given Muzan's life in exile a newfound purpose, and her simple message to the world is that the same can and should be true for every young refugee.